Testing, testing, testing. 1, 2, 3, 4. Are we reading? The date is November the 7th, 1977, and we're talking to Mr. and Mrs. Claude Hill. Mr. Hill was a longtime resident of Burnaby. His father, Bernard Hill, built his house in the 1890s, opposite the site of Heritage Village. You were mentioning skating on the lake.
Hmm?
You were mentioning skating on the lake.
Yes. Yeah, we used to skate on the lake.
Was that something you did just at Christmas time?
Yes. If it happened to be frozen, you couldn't always depend on it, though. It was only occasionally it froze over sufficiently to allow skating. It would freeze over, but it was very seldom that it would get strong enough to use for skating. But occasionally it did.
I read in Pixie McGeeky's book that you had gone down to the lakeshore sometimes and set up a stand where you sold buns and hot drinks.
Yes, yes. And we used to do that. My brother and I used to set up a stand on the lake, unknown to my father. We were playing hooky from school.
Oh, it was a school day.
Yeah, ah. We were scared all the time, and my dad would come along skating and catch us there, you see. And it was quite a thing. We had to keep a continuous lookout for it in case he came down skating and catch us over this stand. But we got away with it.
The book doesn't mention that.
Huh?
The book doesn't mention that.
No.
Did many people go skating?
Mm-hmm.
Did many people skate on the lake?
Oh, yes. They used to come out from Westminster. They had a firm of market gardeners there, Whiting Brothers. I don't know whether you've heard of them.
No, I haven't.
Pioneer farmers in Burnaby. They had a big, big vegetable garden. And this is a vegetables in the neighborhood. And peddled fresh garden produce in Westminster with a truck. You see?
I see.
Horse truck. And they were pioneers in Burnaby. Whiting Brothers.
And you had turkey at Christmas too. You didn't have anything else?
Oh no, they all had turkeys.
Uh-huh. Did you raise them yourselves?
No, we didn't raise them. Actually, some people did. We didn't. There were turkeys imported from Alberta then in those days, frozen.
Oh, so things
before
really
they had turkey farms here.
Yeah.
They had turkey farms in Alberta before they did here. Before anybody raised turkeys. Can you manage to make that, Mamie?
Okay, now, move the box.
Hello?
Getting back to Christmas, the cranberries used to grow down on the west
yes.
end of the lake, down
yes.
by your place.
A big cranberry marsh.
At Christmas time, did you ever go to pick those to make cranberry jelly?
Oh, yes. Yes. At different times of the year, we used to get them when they were, before they were quite ripe, just before they got to the ripe stage, and we used to store them in barrels of water, fresh water, and keep them all year.
And would they ripen as they
yeah.
as they ate?
Yeah.
I don't think there are any cranberries there at all.
No cranberries there.
I went down looking, and I
no,
haven't seen it.
I don't think there's ever, I don't think you'd find a patch of them anywhere, but the top end of Burnaby Lake, the west end of Burnaby Lake, was surrounded with a marsh, and it was loaded with cranberry moss, where the cranberries grew, and they were far ahead of the cranberries they produce today. The cultivated ones, the wild ones, were much the best, full of flavor. These cranberries you get today, canned cranberries, they're cultivated.
Yes. Were the wild ones bigger? Or
no, just as big, about the same. It was very lovely fruit.
And was there any commercial crop taken, or was it just local people?
Local people picked them, but other people used to take them to the stores and sell them to the retail stores. And they would sell them to people that didn't care about coming out to pick them, you know. Or they used to, groups of people used to come out from Westminster and Vancouver, all the way to trek all the way out there. Just to pick cranberries.
Your cousin Kitty told me that she, or somebody, had found an old dugout canoe
pulled up on the shore near where the cranberry marsh was.
Yeah.
And she thought it belonged to Indians who had been picking the berries.
Yes.
Do you remember the Indians picking?
Yeah, I do. The Indians used to come to get the cranberries, and they used to get grouse, shoot grouse. It was a great grouse country around there, around Burnaby Lake. There were all kinds of thickets of wild crabapple bushes, and they used to feed on the crabapple, wild crabapples. And they were beautiful. Oh, they were lovely, the grouse. Don't see a grouse anymore now. They used to be quite thick. Burnaby Lake was almost surrounded with wild crabapple bushes, and they were thick with grouse in there.
At Christmas, did your mother make a pudding?
Yeah.
Yes.
Used to make about 12 puddings.
12? Good heavens.
Every Christmas, it was a pudding that was made the Christmas before.
Oh, I've heard of that.
A year old. It's the store of them.
And then you take off the cloth and put on a new one and boil it up?
That's right. They used to be stored in their original cloths and bowls. My mother used to make a whole lot and store them on the top shelf in the pantry.
What did she do with 12 puddings?
Well, I use them different times in the year, different occasions. I always keep one bigger one for the next Christmas.
Tell them what you used to do, you boys. Up on the shelf.
We boys, it was all on the top shelf, a whole row of them. And we boys used to have one particular one to be opened up and took a slice off every now and again. And she never discovered it, so she got to the last one and she opened it up and found that it had been used, partly used. We used to cut slices off them.
Did you ever get a stomach ache?
No.
Raw pudding.
Well, when you told me about you used to get stomach ache and you used to go out and pick cranberries.
Well, we used to get, sometimes we used to get bilious attacks as kids, you know, type of bilious attack, stomach troubles and sickness. And whenever we felt it coming on, we'd go down to the marsh and fill ourselves with cranberries. Not quite ripe, half green cranberries. Just take a few handfuls and eat them. And the symptoms would all go.
I would think it would increase.
Yeah. What?
I would think it would increase with all
those
cranberries.
No, it doesn't. The cranberries would get very good for it.
And caroling.
Hmm?
What did you do about caroling at Christmas time? Did people go around from door to door?
Oh, yes. Carol, little Christmas, little groups. They'd make up little groups and go around Christmas caroling.
Did people ever give them money?
Yeah. Oh, no, they didn't. They weren't much money given. They'd sing in front of people's homes and go on to the next place. All in the snow.
Did it often snow at Christmas time?
Yes, it very often did, yeah.
More than now?
Yeah, more than now, yeah.
Did your family have a sleigh?
Yes. Sleigh and a team of horses. And we used to use the horse team and the sleigh. The sleigh would hold about maybe 6 or 8 people. And we'd drive them up the hill to Westminster, up the steep hill, Douglas Road Hill, up to Edmonds, which is now Edmonds, and pick up people coming up. There used to be a little streetcar ran from Westminster up the hill through Westminster 6th Street, down Edmonds Road, down to where Edmonds and Kingsway is. So just a circuit, backwards and forwards. That's as far as it came. And we used to meet the people there on Douglas Road and bring them down to the lake for skating in a sleigh, horse-drawn sleigh. They used to think that was half the fun of the day, you know, the trip down was
that would be nice.
Yeah.